Liebe Leute, hier ist Gerhard Pellegrini am Mikrofon und heute heißt es wieder Tadmar und seine Out of This World Radio Show live aus Amerika, aus Seattle. Und diese Show ist gemacht, um die Welt ein Stückchen besser zu machen. To make the world a better place, das ist sein Motto. Und ich begrüße Tadmar hier in meiner Zoom-Leitung. Hallo Tad.
Hello, guten Tag, Gerhard und Saskia and Dr. Mara. It's so good to have you all here today. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. Dr. Mara, this is my good friend Saskia. She's a wonderful person, beautiful translator. And Gerhard is my producer in Vienna. So anyway, I'm so glad to have you all. This is Out of This World Radio, my German and English edition coming to you live today from Vienna, Austria.
Ja, hallo an alle noch einmal. Das ist heute wieder unsere Radioshow Out of This World von Tadmar, live aus Wien über Planet Soul. Und zu Gast haben wir heute Dr. Lee Merritt.
And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. The purpose of this show is to make the world a better place. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world.
Ja, ich möchte allen nochmal danken, dass ihr dabei seid. Ich weiß, dass wir zusammen aus dieser Welt eine schönere machen können. Und ja, in diesem Sinne starten wir durch.
Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported non-profit show and any contributions would be gratefully appreciated.
Out of This World ist eine gemeinnützige Radioshow, wird allein durch Spendengelder finanziert und jeder kleinste Beitrag ist herzlich willkommen.
And if you'd like to contribute anything, just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net.
Und wer gerne unterstützen möchte, der kann dies tun unter www.outofthisworldradio.net.
And Gerhard's, his radio show as well, Radio Soul International in Vienna, is also a non-profit show. And if you'd like to contribute to help them, Gerhard, could you go out your website, please?
Of course. Yes, our website is radiosoul.eu, but where you could make a donation, it's better to open the website peoplepowerconference.com.
Okay, peoplepowerconference.com.
Wer auch Gerhard unterstützen möchte mit seiner Radioshow und mit seinem Planet Soul, der kann dies gerne tun unter planetsoul.eu oder besser noch unter eine Spende unter peoplepowerconference.com.
Genau, und auf Deutsch heißt es dann konferenzdermenschen.com. Das ist die gleiche Seite.
Wunderbar.
Wonderful. And I'm going to set the tone for the interview today. This is a 528 Hertz Love Tuning Fork with a Lemurian crystal from Mount Shasta, blessed by the priests of Mount Shasta. So when I hit the two together, we'll spread love everywhere. I'm going to hit this three times. Go ahead, Saskia. You can translate if you like.
Also es ist die 528 Hertz Stimmgabel, das ist also die Schwingung, die Liebesschwingung, angeschlagen in einen Quarz aus Telos, wenn ich richtig verstanden habe. Und dann, jetzt nur schwach, aber es schwingt. Es schwingt uns ein.
Oh. I'll stand a little more love in our lives, I think.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so that's a nice way to start the day off, and I want to thank Dr. Merritt so much for coming on today. I love your work and you're very courageous as well. Your website is called the www.themedicalrebel.com, yeah. And that sets the tone for your life, isn't it? You've gone against you've gone for truth, not against the mainstream, but so much just for the truth. And if you could tell a little bit about your life before we start would be great. You have a wonderful biography, by the way. So,
well, I'll go way back. My great 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 grandfather fought in the American Revolution, so I inherited my rebel gene in that way.
Wow.
I graduated the University of Rochester School of Medicine in 1980. And just as a point there, When I learned about vaccines in 1980, because that's one of the things that's a big issue right now, this is what I was taught. And I'm just going to point this out because it's so different than what the medical students are taught today. I had the lecture, and the lecture was a pediatric professor. And he said, vaccines didn't cure childhood diseases. Plumbers did. And I remember the line because it was so funny, but he's right, because it was sanitation and better nutrition that made childhood diseases go away. And we saw that. We saw the graphs going way back, not just 100 years, but when you go back, or not just 40 years, but when you go back 100, 120 years, you can actually see that the numbers had gone down to almost zero, you know, from very high to extremely low before we instituted vaccines. And he thought vaccines would be just a passing fancy, you know, that they would be a fad and go away. Mm-hmm. Do you need me to stop to have translation, Sasha?
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Give me a little bit.
Sorry. That'd be great. I'll stop there and then I'll move on.
Okay, also ich fasse es kurz zusammen. Dr. Lee Merritt, auch bekannt unter der medizinische Rebell, spricht schon viel aus über das, was sie eigentlich tut. Ihre medizinische Profession geht schon zurück auf ihren Urgroßvater und sie selber hat 1980 ihr Medizinstudium beendet und dort hat sie schon gelernt, dass Impfungen, es wurde ihr dort schon gelehrt von ihrem Professor, was heute den Studenten nicht mehr gelehrt wird, nämlich dass die Impfungen, vor allen Dingen was die Kinder angeht, Kinder gegen Kinderkrankheiten nicht geschützt haben, sondern geschützt hat eine gesunde Ernährungsweise und eine gesunde Lebensart. Und das Thema Impfung ist auch heute wieder ganz groß unser Thema und sie wird uns da einiges darüber berichten. Okay.
And I grew up in a medical household. My father was a doctor and my mother was a nurse. So from the time I was 4 years old, I carried my dad's black bag on house calls. And I, you know, after I got out of medical school, I did an orthopedic surgery residency. So viruses and vaccines and infectious disease, that wasn't really my specialty. But I was terminated from my orthopedic contract. I mean, I'm almost 70, so I'm almost ready. I was ready to retire anyway, which was an act of God. But I was terminated kind of because I spoke out against the mask mandate at a city council meeting. Uh-huh. And that's not, you know, masks were key to the takedown here. So that was how I got into this.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. Also, Dr. Merritt ist schon von Kindesbeinen an in alles involviert, was Medizin angeht, da ihr Vater Arzt war und ihre Mutter Krankenschwester. Sie selber war gar nicht, sie ist Chirurgin und Orthopädin und hat eigentlich zu dem Ganzen jetzt gefunden, was sie jetzt tut, indem sie sich ausspricht gegen all das, als sie gegen das Maskenmandat vorging, was letztes Jahr ausgesprochen wurde.
And, you know, years ago, I looked at vaccines for the nurses that were being mandated in America to take the flu vaccine. I don't know if that was something that was, you know, a thing in Germany. But I was shocked when I actually went back, which we usually don't do. Doctors usually don't do this, unfortunately. I looked at the actual research data and I realized that flu vaccines don't work, number one, and number two, that they're causing a lot of problems. So that was my first introduction to the whole vaccine problem. Mm-hmm. And I published a couple things on that. But this is a whole new level of issue we're facing now. And that's why I'm glad that I'm not working in orthopedics right now. It gives me a time to fight for our children because they're coming after our children. They're coming after us. This is a huge mass murder event, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Also Dr. Merritt ist zu diesem ganzen Thema Impfung gekommen, nachdem sie sich mit dem Impfzwang beschäftigt hatte, den Krankenschwestern auferlegt würde. Und zwar mussten sie sich immer gegen Grippe impfen. Und sie hat sich mit diesem Thema befasst und hat festgestellt, dass erstens die Grippe, diese Impfung null wirkt und zweitens sehr viele Probleme verursacht. Sie hat dazu einige Veröffentlichungen gemacht und das hat sie heute zu dem gebracht, was eben heute auf dem Spiel steht mit dieser Impfung, dass sie sagt, es ist eine Massenvernichtung, es ist ein Genozid, es geht darum, dass wir heute für unsere Kinder kämpfen müssen, denn sie sind hinter unseren Kindern und hinter uns her.
Dr. Merritt, if I may, I'd like to share those two pictures you sent me a couple days ago.
Sure.
Okay, let me pull them up.
Ted zeigt uns jetzt zwei Fotos, die ihm Dr. Merritt zugeschickt hatte vor zwei Tagen.
Okay. Let's see if I can get it open here.
Oder mehrere Fotos.
Okay, see if I can get a closer up on this.
Für alle Radiohörer, man kann diese Sendung auch dann nachschauen, gell? Also jetzt ist sie gerade nicht live, oder ist das richtig?
Sie ist nicht auf Facebook live, weil heute es noch nicht funktioniert. Wir werden es immer wieder versuchen, ja. Aber noch ist sie nicht live jetzt mitzusehen auf Facebook.
Aber wir zeichnen sie auch auf und man kann auch die Bilder hier dann im Nachhinein anschauen.
Mhm. Yeah, we've had a lot of winds since yesterday. And the internet connection is still working, but we're not able to get on Facebook. But that's okay. I'll try in a little bit. This is one of the pictures that I hope. Can you see that okay on the screen?
No.
It's just showing the image with the, where you're clicking. It doesn't show the picture.
Oh, you're kidding me. All right.
No. You have to choose the other screen.
I don't understand why it's not allowing me to do that.
Screen?
Okay, let me see.
Do you use two screens?
Okay, it says shared.
Oh, maybe you've clicked manage, go to view. Just go to view.
View, okay.
And then double click the image you want, see if that shows up.
Okay. Well,
you're sharing your screen.
Okay, I am, huh? Am I sharing this here?
Yes.
Now you're going to there, but okay.
Yeah, well, let me try this again. Okay.
Well, it looked like it was.
Okay, is that sharing there?
No, maybe it's your computer. It looked like it was trying. It was trying to open it.
God knows what's wrong with this thing. Let me try this here.
I was going to see if I had it on my end.
Yeah, see if you've got it on your end. It's not working. It is just not working. Okay. Well, it's all right. Isn't this fun?
And if you have picture tools, and if you go on view.
Okay, I've got, all right. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to let everybody can share whatever they like. I just allowed that in. Mm-hmm. And advanced sharing options. Okay, everybody can share it. So if you have it.
I'm going to look right now because I might have it. It's still in my file.
Okay, I've never had this problem before. Well, let me try this again. Let me try it again. There. Can you see it now?
Yeah.
Yes. Now we can see it. Good job.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay.
And I'll just give you the commentary that this was on the internet, and I can't verify this, but when you really look at it's from a video, and when you hear them, and I don't speak Turkish, but when you hear them, this really does look like these are really doctors. They look like they're really giving a conference, and they're showing pictures of newborns from vaccinated mothers. And this is one that had, and this is not the only one I've seen like that, but this is the most graphic one with multiple arms and legs.
Well,
and the one that I really wanted to send to you, do you have the one with the black eyes there?
Mm-hmm. I've got the one, I've got the black eyes. I can pull that up, but I have another one here.
Oh.
Let me pull this up. Hopefully I can show you here.
Also was wir hier sehen, sind Bilder aus der Türkei. Also so wie es hier steht, kann man annehmen, dass es aus der Türkei ist mit einem, es wurde eine Konferenz von Ärzten und die zeigen Bilder von Babys, deren Mütter während der Schwangerschaft geimpft wurden. Und diese Babys haben eben zum Beispiel mehrere Arme und Beine.
Okay.
While you're getting the picture up, I will say that this is not the only problem with vaccinating pregnant women. Let's keep in mind there were no studies on pregnant women until they told us, oh, go ahead and do it. But then they've looked backward now, and independent reviewers looking at that data said 83% of the first trimester pregnancies were lost to vaccinated mothers. That's four times normal.
Really? Okay. Oh my God. Wow.
Das einzige Problem der Impfung ist nicht nur dieses Problem, was wir hier sehen, zum Beispiel an den Bildern mit diesen, dass jetzt viele Arme da wachsen oder Beine. Es gibt sogar welche, die so wie eine Art Hundeschwanz bekommen. habe ich auch schon gesehen. Sie sagt, dass, 83% der Frauen, die geimpft wurden, innerhalb der ersten 3 Monate ihr Kind verloren haben. Das ist also um ein Vielfaches höher, als es vorher überhaupt möglich war.
Let me do this. I think I fixed it this way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
No, it's, again, you know, J. Edgar Hoover, that was the head of the FBI, he said years ago that the problem is that people cannot come to, they cannot believe a lie that's so monstrous, a conspiracy that's so monstrous. It's like, it's a variant on Joseph Goebbels' point about, you know, it's that say the lie big enough and people will believe it. Little lies they'll question, but big lies not. This is a monstrous conspiracy to do harm. It's hard to wrap your head around why they would be doing it. Yeah, this is the other thing they're seeing, are these little tales. That's been reported now.
Wir sehen hier nochmal ein Bild mit einem Baby, eben, was so einen Schwanz hinten dran hat. Und die Gerhard hat gerade gefragt, kannst du das glauben? Kann man das glauben? Und sie sagt eben, dass dieser Horror so groß ist, dass es einfach unglaublich schwer fällt, sowas zu glauben. Es klingt nach Verschwörung, nach schlimmster Verschwörung, aber es ist schwierig, wirklich zu sagen, dass ja, das ist das, was jetzt passiert.
Yeah. So, and we also know that there are cases of where a woman has had a normal newborn, then she gets the vaccine, and whatever the toxic nanoparticle is, probably the spike protein, is passed through her milk and kills the newborn. So.
Okay, also dann gibt es auch die Fälle von Müttern, die nicht geimpft waren, die ihr Baby auf normalem Wege ohne die Impfung zur Welt gebracht haben, nach der Geburt die Impfung erhalten haben und über die Muttermilch die Inhalte der Impfung in das Baby gelangten und das Baby getötet haben. Also die Fälle gibt's, soll es auch geben.
Not to leave this subject, but I do have the black-eyed babies too that I can... Yeah. I can get those up too. Take me a minute to get those. There we go.
Was wir jetzt noch kurz anschauen, sind Bilder von diesen Babys mit den ganz schwarzen Augen. Dazu habe ich auf meinem Telegram-Kanal, wer das jetzt einsehen möchte, auch schon die Videos raufgestellt und Bilder. Neues Wissen, galaktische Wahrheiten. Also dort mal schauen, kann man sich das nochmal abrufen. Ist mit Vorsicht zu genießen, ist nicht ganz ohne.
Yeah, and the picture of the baby with the completely black eyes was, again, part of a video. And the mother is saying, you know, if this had been my first baby, I would not have had another baby. You can't understand what these babies are like. They're different. Now, she didn't go into a lot of detail, but it made it sound like, you know, it was one of these really high maintenance, very fast growing, didn't know how to deal with it kind of infants. So,
okay.
And I sent it to Mr. Maurer because we had talked about his vision for what's going on here, and the black eyes played a role. And, you know, hey, it's just unbelievable.
Can you see it now?
No.
You're not sharing
your
screen.
No, you can't.
Now. Just share your screen, probably.
All right. All right. Well, it's frustrating using Microsoft. It's such an inferior system. And I'll get it done here. There we go. We can do it now. Okay. There. Can you see it now?
There. Yeah. Okay. That's one of them. That wasn't the picture I was thinking of, but yeah, it's just, there's another one that's just so very, this is pretty clear too, but you just don't see the type of eye that you see in normal babies. I mean,
no.
It's and this other one, it even looks blacker. I mean, even the whites are not seemingly there. So
yeah,
I don't know what to make of that. But you had talked about it.
From what I know, when you don't have a soul, you don't have any pupils anymore, and your eyes are black. And I don't know if you've seen pictures of the grays. They're 4 feet tall, humanoids. They were human at one time, but they were genetically altered. There you go. That's right. She's got it.
There you go.
That's got it.
Close your screen.
That's the one that was part of the video. Yes.
Let me do that here.
Saskia, sag mal was.
Go ahead, Saskia, if you want to show.
Also dieses Baby hier, so viel ich weiß, ich mach's noch mal laut.
Let me tell something to you. If you don't have a pandemic baby, then you cannot sit with me. Do you understand what I mean? These new pandemic babies are built different, completely different. If I had had my last baby that I had during a pandemic first, I would be the child of one mother. I mean, I would be the mother of one child. I wouldn't have three because they built different. I'm trying to tell you, they are built different. They not like these other kids. They come out with an attitude. If I had had her first, I would only have one child, I'm telling you. So if you don't have a 2020 baby or a 2021 baby, you can't sit with me. Don't talk to me, leave me the fuck alone, get out of my face. Because you don't know the struggle of having a pandemic baby, like I said.
Now, she's calling it a pandemic baby, but I see lots of normal babies being born. This is a vaccine baby. We should call it by what it's by. This is a genetic, actually, it's not a vaccine. This is a baby that was born to a mother who took an experimental, unapproved genetic therapy that we don't know what's in it. We need to be using our precise language here.
Okay, also diese Frau hier, die hier jetzt gesprochen hat und dieses Kind beschreibt, spricht für ein Pandemiekind, aber es ist eigentlich kein Pandemiekind, sondern es ist das Kind einer Mutter, die etwas zu sich genommen hat, was eigentlich ein tödliches Genexperiment ist. Und dieses Baby, was wir jetzt hier gesehen haben, das war keine 2 Wochen alt und konnte schon sitzen. Und viele fangen ja schon mit ein paar Wochen dann an zu krabbeln und zu laufen. Also diese Videos habe ich auch auf meinem Telegram-Kanal. Neues Wissen, galaktische Wahrheiten. Dort einfach mal schauen. Da sind viele zusammengestellt.
Okay, ich habe jetzt auch etwas Wichtiges zu sagen, was unsere Radioshow betrifft. Wir sind ja hier in einer öffentlichen Radioshow. Und diese Ted Mars Show hat den Anspruch, dass wir etwas Positives beitragen für eine bessere Welt. Und wenn wir jetzt die Gefahren und die Nachteile von Impfungen ansprechen, dann verunsichern wir bereits geimpfte Mitmenschen und die reagieren dann, wenn es gut geht, mit Unverständnis, aber auch mit Abwehr, Aggression und Angriff, weil sie völlig verunsichert sind, weil sie das nicht zuordnen können. Also wir sollten darüber mal reden. Das geht nicht so einfach eigentlich, dass wir das so aussprechen. Wir sollten uns mehr darauf konzentrieren, wirklich Fakten oder Beweise an den Tisch zu bringen und vor allem auch uns auf die Lösungen konzentrieren. Das wäre mein großer Wunsch, weil ich möchte keine Menschen verunsichern. Auch in meiner eigenen Familie gibt es geimpfte Menschen, die möchte ich nicht verunsichern, sondern ich möchte auch die stärken. Mhm. Kannst du das übersetzen?
Wir haben nur gerade unseren Ted verloren, der ist nicht mehr da.
Okay, where's Ted? Okay, er wird zurückkommen. Vielleicht kannst du es trotzdem mal
übersetzen. Oh, we can just keep going.
Okay, we just keep going. Okay, right. What he is saying, this is a radio show where we talk about really sensitive stuff like this vaccine that's going on now. And many are listening and they already got a vaccine. And now they're hearing this kind of stuff and they get like confused or sure. Even angry or whatever. And he says he himself wishes to focus more on solutions, on what can we do now?
Right. Well, we also have to stop vaccinating our children. So I think it's very important that we make these points that children are dying more from this vaccine than they are from COVID. And people, if they want to experiment on themselves, that's fine. But let's not experiment on our children. So I got to say that on this show, on any show I go on, because that is a crime against humanity that's starting. We can then talk about solutions, because let me tell you, one of my biggest heartbreaks here is that my older son, I have 2 boys, both wonderful young men, and my oldest went into medicine because of me. And my father was a doctor. My great uncle was a doctor. We have a long line of this. It's an honorable profession, but my son, who just became a general surgeon, who's in a fellowship, wonderful place, was coerced to take the vaccine. And I know he didn't want to do it, but he was coerced to do it because otherwise he would lose all that training. And, you know, I that's we can't, we have to stop this. So trust me, I want to get him out of this. We're going to talk about solutions because I do want to get him out of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also was sie sagt ist, dass es wichtig ist, dass wir darüber sprechen, insbesondere was die Kinder angeht. Denn wir dürfen, es darf nicht zugelassen werden, dass die Kinder geimpft werden. Wenn Erwachsene das für sich so entscheiden, dann ist das eine Sache. Aber wir müssen die Kinder dafür schützen. Deswegen ist es wichtig, darüber aufzuklären und dran zu bleiben. Und sie sagt, Dr. Merritt, dass sie das in jeder Show auch tut. Sie spricht ganz offen darüber. Sie hat zwei Söhne und einer ihrer Ältesten oder ihr ältester Sohn, glaube ich, hat sich aufgrund, also er ist in einer hohen Position als Chirurg. Es ist alles sehr wunderbar und er ist dazu auf eine Art und Weise auch gedrängt worden, sich zu impfen. Und das hat er auch getan. Sonst hätte er dort nicht weitermachen können, nicht weiter lernen können. Und jetzt geht es darum, einfach Informationen trotzdem rauszubringen, eine Lösung zu finden und das Ganze auch zum Abschluss zu bringen, was diese Impfung. Ich habe jetzt gerade einen Ted hier, der mich anruft. Ich würde mal ganz schnell rangehen. Ted is calling.
Er hat mich auch angerufen. Er hat gesagt, er ist gleich wieder da. Sie hatten einen Stromausfall.
Hi, Ted.
Maybe he can't get on.
I have no connection. It's still trying to connect.
He told me he has no power supply and so he went out and he tries to come in as soon as possible.
Okay.
should we keep going? I mean, we can talk about some solutions and we can talk about, you know, and to me, again, I think before you understand what the solutions are, you have to understand what the problem is.
Yeah.
This was created in a lab. Let's not be deceived about this. Stephen Quay did a Bayesian analysis of this. 99.8% chance this is man-made. There was a very great paper by a group Prashant Pradhan was his name. He and his group in Delhi, India, looked at this spike protein and they saw where it was gene spliced. They know it was made in a lab. They were forced to withdraw their paper. In other words, that's the kind of reaction we're getting. They're trying to bury everything that tells us the truth here. But we know now that the spike protein had these, according to their paper, and by the way, Prashant Pradhan was a chief geneticist for IBM. So this is a guy that knows what he's talking about. And he published this paper at January 31st of 2020. And I can, if you want, I can put some of this up. But the issue here is that they looked at the spike protein, and keep in mind, the coronavirus that we're talking about, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, it theoretically is a 30,000 base pair virus. It's a huge, long virus. But the part that makes you sick is 181 base pairs in this subunit of the spike protein. And what they did is they showed that had been manipulated because in every specimen from sick people, they saw these four inserts. And these inserts were put into the spike protein in this specific subunit. And they were never different. They were all, what geneticists call 100% conserved. They were always the same in every sample they got, but they don't occur in any wild coronavirus. They don't occur in SARS. They are only in this. And they showed where they could see the cut points or whatever, where it had been spliced and some of the hallmarks of the Wuhan genetics lab. Now, why is this important? Because how we get out of this has to do with those four inserts. What this is doing is destroying the immune system very much like AIDS. Okay. Why is that? Because those inserts came from the HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. When they cross-referenced those inserts in the gene bank, they all came up HIV. So that's what we're dealing with. It's a man-made pathogen. Do you want to translate that? I know it's highly technical, but that's what we got to go. And then we'll figure out what we're going to do.
Ja. Also wir wollen über Lösungen sprechen, aber bevor wir dazu kommen, müssen wir das Problem verstehen. Und wir müssen es auch klar ansprechen. Oh, Ted ist zurück. Und es war, was hier zu sehen ist oder was man rausgefunden hat, was vor allen Dingen anerkannte Genetiker rausgefunden haben, ist, dass das Mann gemacht ist, dieses Ganze, dieses Spike-Protein innerhalb der Impfung, was dem Menschen sozusagen durch die Impfung in den Körper gebracht wird. Virus oder was auch immer, das ist so lange, da ist nur ein ganz kleiner Teil davon, der uns davon krank machen kann. Was man jetzt festgestellt hat in dem Spike-Protein, dass sie an 4 Stellen wurde etwas eingebracht und das kann nur mit Absicht dahin gebracht werden. Und das hat den Sinn, zum Beispiel eben unser Immunsystem zu zerstören. Man hat herausgefunden, dass diese Stellen, die eingebracht wurden, dazu führten, dass die ähnlich sind dem HIV. Und dass viele jetzt, oder einige, oder man weiß es nicht, an HIV daran erkranken, weil das innerhalb dieses Spike-Protein sich befindet, was über die Impfung in den Körper gelangt.
So, are you seeing my shared PowerPoint here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Filling the screen. Okay, so this is basically some of the reasons we know this was man-made, that it did not come out of the Wuhan meat market, which, you know, the idea, their narrative is that this virus leapt out of bat soup after living in commensal bliss with us for eons and never made us sick, that one day last couple of years, it jumped out of bat soup and was perfectly formed to make humans sick. It's kind of a specious story to begin with, but they went through all the reasons why it's not true. And I'll spare you that. But this is the one I'm talking about. This is the article by Prashant Pradhan and his group. Are the slides moving? Do you see a slide that says man, Prashant Pradhan?
Man-made bioweapon, 98.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the article I'm talking about. And it was, you can see it when it was published, and they made it, you can see, withdrawn. It's been because they forced them to withdraw it. Now, these guys said, hey, wait a minute. You know, we have our facts right. Look at the data. It's open source. But needless to say, this is a friend of mine in Oklahoma that shot a rattlesnake. But this is, if you think of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, this is my metaphor. It's that whole snake. But the only part that makes you sick is just the tip of the fang of that snake. And that's what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. So these are the four, there are 4 sequence insertions that are specifically put into that thing that are from the immunodeficiency virus. Now, what's happening in the UK right now is that people that have taken the vaccine, the numbers show that their immune system is degrading about 5% per month. So by January, we're going to have some real problems because if people are being left without a functioning immune system. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing you need to know is that Dave, and because it depends on, you have to understand who to trust and whom to trust. And it's important to understand that this was man-made on purpose to hurt us. This is David Martin, who has computer programs to look at the how you look at patents and the understanding of patents. And he said every part of that